Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth, the rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter of Mother Earth. Sharp New York wit, spiritual knowing, and a very dry sense of humor, Maria will dissect the news and lies to make it all palatable. Education is power. Maria delivers rapid-fire truth like no one else can. Here she is, the mouth that roars, the legendary Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to hell and high water. Today, it's certainly both hell and high water, especially if you're in the path of Florence, which my co-host, Chuck Ocelli, happens to be in. So let me say good morning to Chuck. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Mom. You know, not in the direct horrible path of it, but here's what's going to happen. You know, there's going to be lots of residual damage from this storm. And it's fascinating to watch the MSM totally go into storm coverage, right?
Right.
but at the same time, they usually don't cover things. I mean, hey, listen, you got to give credit where credit's due. They often spend a lot of time wasted on, speculation and argument and things like this instead of telling you things that are going to directly impact somebody. And one thing we've learned, especially with Hurricane, Maria, for instance, in the past, little while here, what was it last year, I guess, was the Hurricane Maria disaster, not spelled M-E-R-I-A like you. But anyway, still, what we learned there is that these things are still threatening, and Mother Nature, despite all of our hubris, is still going to do what she wants when she wants.
Well, it's interesting. What I find interesting about this hurricane, well, God, there's so much we could talk about just on Maria and this hurricane. It started off as a four. There's supposedly four of them lined up in the coast. And now all of a sudden it was downgraded to a two. Then yesterday I saw that the path of the trajectory was changed. So when I look at those things, I think weather manipulation. And, you know, I know that Trump is trying real hard to throw the vote and change things up in North Carolina. I'm not saying he's smart enough to have anything to do with a hurricane. But it would be a plus for his evil plans of stripping the voters there. but nothing will save him. But it's just interesting how that happens. You know, it's a four. Everybody's warning you, look out, look out, look out. And then it's a two. You know, it's going to be whatever they decide it's going to be. All right. I remember years ago, Chuck, I had Scott Stevens, the weatherman, on my show. I don't know if you know who he was.
It doesn't quite ring a bell there, but go ahead and tell me.
Well, that show's still in my archives. He was a TV weatherman, and then when he started covering chemtrails and weather manipulation, of course they got him off TV, and I had him on my show, and he said, we can't predict the weather unless we know who's making it. And I never forgot that.
Yeah, there's quite a stark statement, right? So let's rewind in case people did forget, though, really quickly here, because, hey, the MSM is certainly willing to tell us about this, and Twitter will, too. You know, Trump says, we did such a great job in Puerto Rico.
He lives in La La Land.
King Maria. You know, all those wonderful undelivered bottles of water, all the people that died as a result of not being able to move around on the island. And at the time, remember, it was justified because, well, they owe us money somehow. You know, and all of that. But meanwhile, they got such high marks, and more people died as a result of Hurricane Maria than did as a result of 9/11. But that's okay. We did such a good job, according to the Trumpster.
Right. Well, he also said that 3,000 people didn't die, and that maybe it was only 18 people. But if the people were old, well, they would have died anyway. And he said that it was a Democratic conspiracy to make him look bad on his non-response.
You mean his selected officials who actually created the reports that stated that all these people died are part of the Democratic conspiracy against him? Is that what you're telling me?
I guess so, but even his little lying little Paul Ryan, He discounted, of course, what Trump said, that 3,000 people did die, but he was still defending Trump. And listen, this man is super dangerous, and he needs to be taken out of office. We don't have time to wait for impeachments and court cases to go through. We need a coup right here. We need a military coup to take him out. You know, the same kind of military coup he arranged for Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela.
Well, you know, I can't argue with you. The problem is, though, that according to many of his supporters, there's a whole lot of coups already underway from the Satanists and the SJWs and Antifa. They are all after the... I don't even have energy to give you the idiocy of all of that. Let's get back to this storm really quickly, and you know why? Because this is a lot more important than just, you know, fear porn, which the MSM is pushing to you. Look at how big this storm could be. Look at how destructive it could be. Hey, let's bring up another interesting word, Fukushima. Why do I bring that up? All along the coastline, the east coast of the United States, what are there but a bunch of these nuclear power plants? And in fact, the EPA reported earlier today that there are at least 40 of them, 40 of them in the path of this storm. Okay, now some would say, well, gee, you know, we're not built the same way as the Fukushima plant was. Actually,
yes, we are.
Not true.
Right.
There's
same
a couple
people.
Of them that are
right.
Exactly the same as the TEPCO design. And, you know, one thing I want to point out is that there's one in Southport, North Carolina. Okay. And it's a nuclear plant which is effectively designed exactly the same way as Fukushima is. Now, some people would say it's not exactly on the coastline. And, you know, who knows what will happen. But I think people fail to recognize that something getting flooded. Okay, and regardless of the precautions and regardless of the, well, they've upgraded things a bit over there and everything else, still, there are 40 potential problems here from these nuclear plants. So, the destruction of, well, services for people to be able to get electricity and water and everything else is a high thing that is a possible here. There is also the jeopardy of these nuclear plants. There is, just the direct death and destruction of human beings who cannot afford to flee, okay? And all of that happening now, why is this special right here and now as we talk about it? Well, first of all, we see it coming. It's not a surprise. And secondly, do you trust the guy who is still arguing over how many people died in Puerto Rico and how good he did in other places and how good his people have done, despite the fact that they deny that most of the events that took place, which the world is able to see, actually happened? I mean, think about this. Do we have another potential Katrina-like event maybe right here? I mean, I don't wish for it, Maria. Absolutely not. But is this a possibility?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, Puerto Rico, as far as I'm concerned, was Trump's Katrina. And Katrina buried Bush. So, you know, that's something that he'll always be remembered for. And, you know, when Katrina happened, I was reporting on it as it was happening. All the people crying, you know, people in charge of towns and stuff crying, begging for help. I played the clips on the show. And Bush didn't give a shit. And who did he have in charge of FEMA? He had a guy who used to show horses in charge of FEMA. You know, I think he's doing a great job. Great job of what? The guy in charge of FEMA right now is under investigation. Yeah. And I mean, we got a country run by total goddamn idiots right now. And, you know, everybody was making a big deal. Listen, Rachel Maddow, you know, everybody wants to worship her. When she covers real stories like I do, then I might actually give her some, you know, props, which I don't. But she thought she gave out a big news story that $10 million was taken from FEMA and given to ICE. Okay. But the truth of the matter is $29 million was taken from the Coast Guard too and given to ICE, which the Coast Guard's going to be necessary with this storm. And that Trump silently swung $200 million to ICE from our national security agencies. So you're either going to tell the whole truth or whatever you're telling is still a lie. That's the way I've always seen it. I saw it the same way with Alex Jones, with so many other people. you can tell, you know, if a partial truth is still a lie. Okay, this is worse than people are being told and worse than people can imagine. And that's why this morning I posted on social media, he has to be gone. We don't have time to wait for an impeachment. And people don't realize how long an impeachment takes. I remember how long it took for Nixon to be impeached. It was like 2.5 years.
And at the end, he was not actually impeached.
No, and he got pardoned anyway.
Yeah, they did not. They did. He wound up resigning to avoid it. But I mean, he might have been. You know, technically, we could say what might have been. But the fact is that Nixon was not actually technically impeached.
No, but they talked about it, and at the time, I mean, by the time he resigned, it was forever. And even with Bill Clinton, do you know what I mean? And they wasted all that time to impeach Bill Clinton over a blowjob. This guy is blowing the whole country and world to pieces, and his sycophants in the GOP are equally guilty.
Well, you know, Maria, we almost sound like we're on the side of the Satanists.
Oh, well, hey, when I read that article you sent me this morning about the Satanist against Trump, I said, bravo for the Satanist, okay? You got witches trying to put spells on this guy. Satanists, listen, Satan is the god of this planet. It's evident everywhere you look, all right? What could be more satanic than the Catholic Church, where people now are saying the Catholic Church should just disband, shut their doors, and go away?
Well, amazing that it takes, you know, the revelation of 1,000 people being molested, you know, by the Catholic Church to get it rolling when we know that there's a long-standing history of this. I mean, it's remarkable to me how long it takes people to even begin to react.
Exactly. But people, you know, are burning their Nike sneakers over the fact that Colin Kaepernick has taken a knee. What are they burning against the Catholic Church and all the rapings of children? Are they out in the street protesting the church? No, they're not. But they'll protest a football player. We live on Planet of the Apes, Chuck. We're trapped in somebody else's nightmare. I've said that since I was like 20.
No, you know, and this is the thing. People get outraged over the oddest of things. You know, the burning of Nikes, which, by the way, I found extremely hysterical. I mean, we didn't even mention that. And, gee, a whole lot of things happen in between these discussions you and I have, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the whole burning of your own stuff that you've already paid for. This is not a proper protest. I don't even want to say it too loud just in case one of them decides to hear logic for a moment. But you already paid for that.
Right. Why don't they burn them while they're wearing them? Why don't they burn their Trump hats made in China? Why don't they burn those while they're wearing them? And now that Ford has sided with Colin Kaepernick, are they going to burn their Ford pickups?
See, now, will that happen? Or will they stop utilizing the other corporate criminal products that are out there that really do stand in opposition to, I don't know, human rights? You know, you're gonna destroy all of your old Apple products now? Or are you going to stop purchasing Apple products because maybe they use slave labor? Oh, no, that's not a big deal. Especially if your name is Trump, you're allowed to do that in order to produce products to sell to people to push agendas. I mean, you can do that all day long. That's okay. But God help you if, you know, this guy who kneels, which, by the way, isn't that one of the most subversive acts you've ever heard of in your life?
Oh, yeah, it's just horrific. Terrible.
You know, kneeling, respectfully, silently kneeling during the national anthem in order to protest.
Right, which sports stars have done since movies were in black and white.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I saw a good meme this morning. It said, what would conservatives burn if they find out the makers of Viagra support Kaepernick? I thought that was a damn good one.
That is really, really clever.
I thought so. But, you know, talking about storms, you know, there's a big storm headed towards Hawaii. And then I saw this morning that there's a super typhoon with already winds of 167 miles an hour headed for the Philippines. So, you know, it's like my news show the other day. I must have had 10 or 12 earthquake reports just in 3 days. And people just don't want to see that the earth changes are real, and this is happening, and it's happening at the same time. And here you got North Carolina bracing for this storm when North Carolina rejected a bill in 2012 to protect their coastlines because of climate change. They rejected the fact that the coastline was rising because they wanted to keep the building boom along the coastline going.
Right, but ironically now, today, what they're concerned about is possibly because of all the flooding, and I found this story remarkable, and I'll give props to an MSM outlet for doing it, actually mentioning this. You know, CNN covered this story where the pig farmers in North Carolina are concerned. Why is that, Maria? Do you know why?
Well, first of all that filth and all the... what else can we call it? All the pig shit is going to be everywhere. Okay.
Yeah. Common sense. Listen, common sense will tell you that if you flood an area that is absolutely saturated in pig feces, which is not the most hygienic thing to spread around all over the place, into your water supply, into your ground, across all sorts of animals everywhere, you know, this might become an issue. I found it sort of funny that the CNN covered this. Now, they're talking to pig farmers who are basically sitting there saying, well, you know, not much I can do about it. It's just, if it happens, it happens. And it's just like, well, okay, that seems to be the appropriate thing to happen.
Of course.
These people are going to get covered in pig shit.
But what people don't get is most of that animal shit, okay, ends up in their soil, ends up in their drinking water, ends up in the groundwater anyway, okay? This is another problem with factory farming. What do people think? I mean, I don't know if you've ever driven through, I think it was Iowa, where they have a lot of animal farms. You can't breathe in the whole state. I was driving through and I was like, oh my God, shut the windows. The whole place smells like shit, okay?
Right.
And you know those fumes are not healthy for you. But the American diet is killing Americans in more ways than one.
Well, you know, that coupled with the idea that the Trump administration made it a lot easier for methane to be released accidentally or otherwise by the corporate entities that are piping this stuff all over the place. Listen, we don't have to monitor it the same way. I mean, hey, you know, it all makes perfect sense, but it's really only Satanists that are opposing Trump, right? It's amazing to me that this is the situation we find ourselves in, that, you know, the new normal of the alternative facts revelation is right in front of everybody's face. And this guy still is concerned with who wrote the, which, by the way, you know, that whole anonymous op-ed piece.
All right.
I am starting to believe that this was literally engineered by somebody who is on Trump's side in order to distract from the reality that this guy is just caught up in so much criminal nonsense. Let's, you know, back up Woodward's book. There's nothing they could do to stop it. So they wanted to sort of back it a little bit and provide the controversy so nobody pays attention to the remainder of the kleptocratic theft that is actually going on, and the danger that many, many people all across this country, whether they recognize it or not, and thusly the world, is being put in by the irrational and absolutely insane policies that are being instituted by whoever is actually truly controlling this orange meat puppet. Okay.
Right.
And this is what frightens me more than anything. And going back to those storms really quickly and the damage and the potential for the loss of life and the loss of so much. I mean, how scary is it? Would you put this guy in charge of, oh, I don't know, you know, anything where you think there's potential danger? Look at who he's got working with him. They don't tell a straight story about a single thing. I mean, what do you need, first of all, from anybody who's going to become part of a security detail for anything? You need them to be honest about what it is they're doing, because you have to be able to trust the people that are there to protect whatever is valuable. In this case, we're talking about human life. You can't get a straight story out of these people from one minute to the next, and they're only really interested in what's profitable. So
The real issue, Chuck, is number one, they don't give a shit about human life. I don't understand why people still don't understand that. I've been saying this for so many decades. The only thing I trust our government to do is kill us all. To them, especially to the affluenza crowd, we're all useless feeders, okay? Right. So they don't give a damn. We're not their priority. The priority is where their money is invested. Okay. They don't give a shit how many of us die. Trump showed that in with Maria. Bush showed that with Katrina. I mean, the list goes on and on. So the only thing we can count on is each other. Okay. People helping people, because if you're going to wait for your government to come and save you, you could forget about it. I mean, if they're cutting your food stamps, they cut Alabama cut 20,000 people off Obamacare. The same idiots that voted for Trump now have no insurance. Don't they get that your government doesn't care about you?
Well, you know what they're doing now is they're blasting, like in the area where I live, they're blasting these commercials on YouTube and I assume on television and other places. I don't watch much TV, but I get commercials through YouTube, thanks. All about how, listen, Obamacare is going away. The ACA is going away. But we have these alternatives, which are cheaper.
Yeah,
and you don't have to pay for anything you don't need. And you know what those are, right? Those are those ridiculous things that they debated about and then disappeared that are being presented to people as like this, you know, insurance that you pay for that really doesn't do anything.
Right. It's crap coverage for crap money.
Yeah,
it's
right.
No coverage. Listen, the insurance business has always been the same, though. It's, you know, you pay more and get less. I mean, that's just the way insurance is. But this policy they want to push on people is total garbage.
Well, right. And when you couple that with the, hey, take a survey. How is Trump doing? Okay, very good or really good? Let us collect the numbers from you so we can find out how he's doing. I kid you not. There's a commercial that does this where they want you to take a survey. And then in competition with Tom Steyer out there trying to, you know, another rich guy trying to tell us, hey, look, we need to impeach this guy now. As you stated at the beginning, I think people don't appreciate the amount of time it takes to impeach somebody with a willing cast of characters, mind you,
right.
Which you don't have here.
There's
simply not the numbers for impeachment when you have all of these GOP scumbags who previously, you know, told us that we needed to have better morals as a nation, okay, excuse anything and everything to get their agenda done. Meanwhile, they're forcing Kavanaugh right on in, regardless of how much has been disclosed about him. He's there just to get rid of abortion, so brace yourselves for that.
Trump's pardon. Let's not, and he's a corporate whore. Let's not leave that out. So what has to happen is these people that vote for him need to be taken out. It's simple.
It.
You know, everybody acts like these people in Congress are some kind of deities that can't be touched. But I remind my audience, they're just as human as anybody else. You know, and I don't need to take that sentence any further. Because eventually, you know, my father used to say, sometimes you got to take the law into your own hands.
Well, look, without making overt statements, last time you and I had a conversation that I do believe was public, but I know you don't mind me repeating what you said because it has stuck with me and I think it is absolutely necessary to, you know, make this impression upon people. There is no reason in the world that any of these selected officials or elected or whatever it is you want to call them, there is no reason in the world that these people that are constantly doing, again, irrational, irresponsible, and horrific things to masses of people who they will never meet, there is no reason to grant them any sort of peace.
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, they worry about going into a restaurant. You need to keep doing that. Make them uncomfortable wherever they go. I'm not saying you have to kill them, in case anybody misconstrued that. But why should they have any minute's peace? You know, you could be banging drums outside their house in the middle of the night. I mean, these people are not representative of us. And people in America have to get that. Because you're going to see with this storm, just like every other one, people aren't going to ask each other, what party are you on? They're going to just come out and help each other because Americans are generally good, okay? No one has to tell a good person the right thing to do. If you're somehow mentally deficient, well, nothing's going to change, okay? But you see people helping people. You saw with that storm in Florida when they were taking those people out of the nursing homes. Remember that? Well, those right. White people, they could have been white racists for all you know, but who was carrying them out? It was blacks, it was Puerto Ricans, it was whoever was on the ground.
Well, this is the thing, is that when really pushed up against the wall, and it is hard sometimes to see this, but when really pushed up against the wall, we are willing to help one another. We are willing to assist one another in times of trouble. And you know, some people are more cynical about it than others. Some people are, you know, maybe less likely. But the truth is, on balance, we are willing to help each other. Now, the sad thing is that we give all this authority to groups of people and people, not me and you, but people place a lot of faith in this system and the individuals that are selected and elected and appointed and everything else to do all this work. Meanwhile, a lot of times they are fully absent. And I think that needs to get etched in the memories of people as these things happen. You're very right. It was individuals helping individuals in a lot of places. Right. I happen to have a boat. I heard a guy, I had a boat. I saw people that needed help. I helped them.
Well, you know, a classic example was 9/11. Okay. When the Native Americans came with their boats to rescue people off Manhattan. Now, you would never have expected that, considering the treatment that they still get in white America. But there they were. Everybody chipped in. Hey, even Donald Trump said he went in and rescued people. How about bullshit story? Okay, the only thing he did was brag about his building being now the tallest building and collected $150,000, even though his building wasn't even hit.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So he got a piece of the 9/11, rebuilding fund,
right.
And got to get some press time, and that's about his work for 9/11.
Listen, I have friends here in Arizona. They immediately got on planes to go to New York to help people out. Okay, they did that out of their own pockets. Do you know what I mean?
No, I know this, and I watched it happen, and, you know, I was sending supplies into the island because I attempted to physically get there. I was in physically better shape at the time to literally help, you know, within hours of the whole thing happening, trying to help dig people out, but it could not be done because they had sealed the island, so I was not able to get there, but I sent supplies in there for the next couple of months trying to help these guys out.
Right. Restaurants opened up. They were cooking, giving food to all the first responders. No money was being exchanged. People know the right thing to do. We would be better off without government. I have asked this question on my show for so many years, and I never get an answer. What do we need a federal government for?
Outside of making war and, you know, look, I can see the use of them for regulations, maybe, because you can't trust corporate criminals to not do horrific things in the name of profit. You got to have some sort of checks on them on occasion. Which, you know, fail a lot of the time. But quite honestly, you know, there's not much for them to do in reality. But when it comes to a situation like a massive disaster, they have the resources in their hands to be able to assist, to protect, to preserve life. Okay? And this is something that you can utilize stuff like the National Guard for. All right? Why... Can you believe that any of the people that seem to be in charge are going to do the right thing if this goes bad?
Of course not. Of course not. They're all inept. There's no one that's really trained for the job in any office of this administration. Mm-mm. It's all crony assholes ripping us all off, wanting another big tax break for the rich. You know, in bed with Israel. You know, I think today we're handing Israel another secret $38 million. Okay.
Yeah, why not?
So, you know, where's that money going to come from? You know, my mother used to say charity begins at home. Okay. Israel has universal health care and free abortion and free college. How can they do that? Oh, could it be the $10 million a day we give Israel?
You know, that might help. That might help, yeah.
But, you know, when you talk about Holy Israel to anybody, immediately they get on the anti-Semite bandwagon bullshit because they don't know the history of how Israel stole that country from the Palestinians. Mm. And they still make the confusion between Judaism and Zionism because people are too lazy to learn anything.
Well, right. And sadly, look, there are people that are truly just hateful individuals who attack this from a similar angle. And that's the truth. I mean,
what about Eric Trump ragging on Bob Woodward with his anti-Semitic comment that he made on Woodward's book? Did you read that?
Wait a minute. First off, why the hell does anybody care what this idiot has to say?
Right, and half their family are fake Jews. Isn't Ivanka and her husband supposedly fake Jews?
Yeah, right. I mean, there's that, but I mean, let me ask you a question, though, seriously. Like, why is it that anybody, I mean, even the brain-dead faction that watches Fox News, why would they even care what this guy has to say? What has he accomplished, or what are his, what is his level of education that means his words should carry any weight with anybody?
Right. Well, here's the thing. You got three kids. You know, him, Junior, and Ivanka. Not a one of them had a relationship, probably still don't, with their father. He was an absentee father. You know, Ivana raised her kids herself after her husband raped and physically abused her. We never see Trump with his son, Barron. You never see him toss a ball, even if it's just a fake photo op. You never see that.
Yeah, you notice there's not even a fake photo op of that. That's pretty funny.
Right.
Hey, Maria, one thing, though, isn't there four kids?
Well, he's got the, what's her name? Tiffany, but Tiffany is from Marla Maples.
Ah, okay.
Okay, and he left Marla Maples because her family were a bunch of dumb Southerners. That's what he said last week. He has insulted her family as dumb Southerners. He's insulted Jeff Sessions as dumb Southerners, and yet the people in the South still love their Trump.
Yeah, and look, I don't necessarily object to him insulting Jeff Sessions, but same time, it's a little strange. And the witch hunt continues, doesn't it?
Right, but you know what I can't understand? These kids have had no contact, no real love, except for maybe, you know, pedophilia, from their father, and yet they still try to defend him. So it's like they have the true Stockholm syndrome. Do you know what I mean? Chuck, we got to take a short break. Stay with us. Chuck and I will be right back. Hi, this is Maria. I don't often get to talk directly to the listeners here on the Gary Null Network, but I felt like doing that today. I know a lot of you really enjoy my show, but you might not know that I do 4 shows a week over at my website, maria.net. So if you're loving the show you get to hear on Sunday, come on over to my site and subscribe, because I've got hundreds of hours of great shows on pretty much every topic in the universe. And that again is maria.net, M-E-R-I-A.net. And now we can get back to this excellent show. Thanks. Hi, Maria here, and I have a message due to the pressure of the times we're living in. I'm calling on all students and millennials to get the education they need to fight the fascism taking over our world. I've made a special subscription offer for students and for seniors on a limited budget. For just $9.99 a month, you can subscribe and get that education. Over 500 hours of real education that's necessary to understand the world, the problems, and the solutions. Remember, knowledge is power. Together, you can change the world, but to do so, you must be informed of what's really going on and have real facts to support you in your endeavors. It's time for all the grandmothers to take a stand and teach the younger generation what their life could be and how to get there. Help me help you. One person cannot do it alone, and the guidance you seek is right here at www.maria.net, M-E-R-I-A.net. Your generation is the generation we've been waiting for, so let me help you. Thanks for listening. Okay, welcome back to Hell and High Water, and as you can tell, we're full of piss and vinegar today. But any thinking patriot in this country, if you don't agree with us and you don't see what we see, I don't know what it's going to take. Okay. And I have to tell you, Chuck, I've never been a big fan of America, even though I was born and raised here, because I know the history of America. But I also know enough history to know that if our founding fathers were alive, this entire administration would be hind and quartered, okay? Their body parts would be sent to distant parts of the world, sort of in a biblical way.
I agree with you there. You know what's amazing to me, though, is how people go through these contortions of defending or, you know, justifying the behaviors. And I can never really wrap my mind around this, see, because I've got this this concept of consistency in my morality. It doesn't mean that I've never changed my opinions about certain things. For instance, earlier on in life, I mean, I always smoked cannabis, but earlier on in life, I did not view it as a medicinal thing. I did not view it as a natural thing. I viewed it as something to have fun with, right. To be honest with you. So you evolve over time and you learn, sure. But to completely abandon the bedrock of one's own morality is amazing to me. The commentary from Franklin Graham, here we go with another kid we listening to this guy?
Right.
But anyway, Franklin Graham goes on Fox News and wants to make sure that Fox listeners or viewers or whatever, I'm not sure if they're even conscious enough to be able to see or to hear, but whoever it is that's tuned into this ridiculous entertainment network that is there provided for the Trumpster himself to feel better on a daily basis. You know, it's interesting. He goes on there to let people know that don't worry, North Carolina, South Carolina, and all of you people in the path of this storm. God is not angry at you. Because normally, wouldn't they turn around and say something like, well, gee, you know, even quietly, they used to get in trouble for this sort of thing. Well, maybe God wasn't happy with that particular area that got hit with a natural disaster, right? Isn't that like sort of the typical MO, or am I missing something here?
Listen, you talk about Satanists. What could be more satanic than the evangelicals and all these TV preachers, okay? Jim Baker said he's praying to the storm to turn so it's not going to hit, okay? Yeah. And then you'll have the Grahams, you know, who are all demonic, starting with the old man, you know, who finally died. You look at them and their message is one of hate and death and destruction. They are the real Satanists, okay? But they profess to follow a loving God. But I don't see any love coming from any of them.
Well, where is the love? And you know, where's the love?
Where is the love?
Okay, you know, what's interesting to me, too, is what they call Satanist. That article that I passed you, which was really funny, and it's from the Christian Broadcasting Network, where they're asserting that it is the Satanists who are lining up as part of the resistance against the Trumpster. Because remember, he is selected by God somehow. Don't know, you know, Noah was a drunk, so, yeah. You know, he built the ark, and Trump is a...
they call him a baby Christian when they first Christianized him. They call him the baby Christian. They could have stopped that baby.
See, babies don't know what they're doing is a problem. This guy should have knowledge that what he's doing is negative. But anyway, I hate putting baby on. It's bad for babies. So back to it, though. What's interesting to me is that, you know, it's like Satanists are the opposition. And they even recognize in their own writing that you don't confuse it with the Church of Satan, which is a long-standing thing. There's this new sect of Satanism, which is secular. Literally, it says that in the article, secular Satanism, which is funny because, quite honestly, the Church of Satan is secular Satanism, too. They don't believe in Satan like these Christians want them to.
Right.
They are not the Hollywood, you know... hail Satan people.
Right.
Which is not.
No, they know they're fighting the real satanic forces, which are the churches and the religions.
Well, see, that's the funny thing, is that, you know, when you get right down to it, the size of the pedophilia rings that are run by the various churches, and by the way, not just Catholics, but they get the most press because
all
they
of them,
seem to be
Jehovah's Witnesses. I mean, the list goes on and on. Mormons, you know, pedophiles, rapists. I mean, this is the way they all are.
Oh,
right.
Sure.
But
and,
they
know,
were all
China,
set up. They were set up that
child
way.
Child brides in Islam and child brides, you know, among Orthodox Jews. And yes, they're right. They're right all the way across the board.
Right.
All of this organized religion stuff all leads to exactly that. And you know what? It's all the same in my mind. So when you tell me that the Satanists are people that just don't want to be part of the organized religion and believe themselves to be more akin to God than any of the representations that all of these hypocritical organizations are trying to shove down your throat, it almost makes me feel like maybe, just maybe, I am more on the side of the Satanists after all.
Right. I was like, bravo, Satanists. When I saw that article, I was like, right on. Okay for Satan. Score a few for Satan. Listen, if these people read their own Bible, the Bible very clearly states that this world is in the hands of the evil one, okay? So these are the same people preaching that Bible. You know, maybe they should take some time out to read it. And now we have what I would consider the beast of Revelation and the whore of Babylon in office. And his fake Christian followers, they truly do believe he's like the Son of God.
Mm.
So listen... No bigger control over the human race is there than religion and politics.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. But meanwhile, as I said, regardless of all this hand-wringing and who's supposed to be selected by God and all of that, these storms are going to keep coming. These natural disasters are going to keep coming. Real life is going to keep functioning regardless of how you want to argue over who an anonymous source is and who has the moral high ground. Real life is going to continue to happen, Maria.
Right.
And, you know, people had better get their heads more in that game and understand.
Right. If they don't want to call it climate change, you know, you can call it the earth changes. I mean, you're either going to get out of the way of nature or nature's going to put you out of the way. It's that simple. But we
have idiots
in office who, you know, hey, let's release more methane gas into the world. Let's let all these filthy polluters, pig farmers, everybody else, regulate themselves. This is like George Bush's administration on hyperspeed.
Mm. No, absolutely. And brought to you by your friends at Koch Industries and the Mercers and every other rich sycophant that has decided to come on in for the big cash grab from the kleptocracy. Let's never, ever forget that these people have done what they've done as we approach, you know, the $1 trillion deficit well ahead of schedule, as we approach all this stuff, you know, and the concept that, hey, get out and vote and that'll solve it,
right.
You know, that might be helpful. You might be able to create a problem for some people by voting for some of these radical candidates or for some of the people that have a chance to unseat the individuals who have been seated way too long. I mean, I was amazed the other day watching C-SPAN how old some of these representatives are.
I know.
And
look at the
I'm
guy running
the
Kavanaugh. Look at Grassley. 84 years old. He looks like he's deaf, dumb, and blind and can barely breathe.
But
okay.
Orrin Hatch, I feel
him
like Orrin
too.
Hatch has been in office since I've been alive.
Beyond that, and he's supposed to be retiring. He's well into his 80s. Do you know what I mean? And not a one of them, as far as I'm concerned, are qualified to be a greeter at Walmart. Anyway,
well,
you and I never had a chance to talk about 9/11. I was hoping that we could. Because, you know, here we got all the 9/11 criminals still walking freely among us, especially Rudy Giuliani.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I posted so many things on 9/11, I must have got another 300 new fans on Facebook. But when you look at no accountability on 9/11, people still saying, why are you still talking about 9/11? Well, because we have this world now.
Right, the post 9/11 reality, and I've been able to get a few shows together recently to you know, focus on it, but it is such a hard topic. I feel like, quite honestly, a lot of the people that had a passion to explore this have been silenced, and not in the conspiratorial, you know, I'm being shadow banned and Alex Jones got unfairly, you know, silenced. And no, none of that crap. They have been silenced by being misdirected and redirected into a refitted retro sort of appeal to authority. See, that's the funny thing about this whole QAnon and get on board with the Trump conspiracy and all that, is that these people that might have been engaged in these sorts of discussions, this sort of research, gaining awareness for people, have been redirected into appealing to the new authority, which is not like the old boss because he's a lot less articulate. He's certainly, you know, orange is the new black because people couldn't stand a black man allegedly being the head of the government. Sorry, but that's the truth of it in a lot of cases here, whether they want to admit it or not. And this is where we've gone with this discussion. And unfortunately, 9/11 is almost down the memory hole.
Yeah, but you know what? I want to cheer you up a little bit, okay, because I'm still on a lot of 9/11 activist groups and mail. First of all, David Ray Griffin, who was one of the first to come out with excellent books on 9/11. I actually wrote the blurb for his jackets on a couple of his books. Even though he had a stroke and so many different things have happened to him over the years, he has recovered, and he just sent me a note yesterday. He's got a new book on 9/11. And I said, get your publisher to send it to me right away. So he's still in the game. Ian Henschel is still putting on world events for accountability for 9/11. You've got Canadian people, people in the UK. It's not just here in America. Unfortunately, a lot of our good 9/11 experts jumped on the Trump bandwagon. And that was like, you know, I can't even fathom how their minds could have flipped like that. But I do look at the people that were always there. They were there from the beginning. You know, I don't know what you feel about him or his work, but, you know, Dave Von Kleist, he was one of the first to come out with a video on 9/11. It was called In Plain Sight. Right. And on 9/11, you know, Dave's on my Facebook page, and he takes some shit from some of my friends there, but he throws it back pretty good. And the other day I told him, because somebody actually posted in the thread, thank you for your film In Plain Sight. And I said, Dave, you were the first to put out a video, and I'll never forget that. And he's still at it. You know, Greg Palast is still at it. I mean, there are certain people that have consciousness and have integrity. They're never going to be bought out, or I would have been bought out a long time ago, Chuck.
No, look, I'm not saying everybody's been bought out.
But I don't want you to feel bad. I don't want you to think that it's over, because it's not over, okay? It's going to keep coming until, if we don't get accountability for 9/11, which some of Trump's fans are blaming on Obama. Obama had a bad response to 9/11 because they're too stupid to know Obama wasn't president then.
Yeah, where was Obama on 9/11? I don't know, Chicago?
Right. So, I mean, there are true patriots, true decent human beings that can't be bought, is the point that I'm making. And you're one of them, of course, one of the very few that I ever recommend. So I don't give up hope. It ain't over till the fat man dies. That's the way I see it. That's my new expression now. It ain't over till the fat man dies.
Well, that is excellent. Look, I am continuing on to push as many new voices, and I want to say this now with you on this show, that if there are people that have coherent presentations that don't feel as though they're getting heard, I am going to make it a new focus again of my show to make it a purposeful part of what it is I do. You know, John Gold, who basically coined the phrase, think of him what you will, but basically coined the phrase 9/11 truther at one point, you know, is still out there, like you said. There are other people that are still willing to talk about this.
Right, pilots for 9/11 truth, the fathers of, you know, the kids killed in 9/11.
That's right.
You know, architects and engineers for 9/11 truth. I mean, they are still going. Pilots for 9/11 truth just put out a new video. Nobody's given up that matters. See, to me, all the sellouts, they don't matter because they've already just lost their soul. Okay.
Oh, no, listen, I agree with you, but here's the thing. I am, seriously, even people that have not been heard of by others, I mean, I'm doing a show tonight with a guy who, his name's Adam Fitzgerald. He's new to the discussion, but he's been researching it a long time, just rather quietly. And the reason why I bring this up is because it is time to be less quiet about this.
Absolutely.
And I am going to make it part of what it is I'm doing constantly, to make sure people do not let it go and just, oh, well, gee, here's the anniversary. Let's listen to the voices of the those that were killed again, and let's hear the official story once again.
Right.
And no, we're not going to do that.
Good
job. We're going to go back to the old idea of asking the questions that need to be asked, demanding answers, and one more thing, demanding accountability, because that someone must be held accountable for what has gone on. And I don't care where the chips fall. If it turns out that we're looking at Saudi nationals or Israel, or it doesn't matter. You understand?
Exactly.
Whoever is responsible for this needs to be brought to justice.
You saw a whole bunch of the people responsible for it at John McCain's funeral.
Oh, yes.
Okay, that was one. Then I saw Condoleezza Rice sitting behind Kavanaugh during his nomination process. There's another one. Okay. George Bush, even though everybody wants to make him a sweet old man now because he passed a piece of candy to Michelle Obama, he's another one. Dick Cheney is a big one. Okay, I would say 90% of that operation was his idea. He was the only one protected on 9/11 while Bush was left twisting in the wind. Okay, so, and I have to tell you, the direction you're taking with your show is more like my show than you can imagine, because 9/11 happened in 2001, and in 2006, I gave an unknown a chance to present his work on 9/11, and that unknown was Richard Grove.
Mm.
So I'm proud of you, Chuck.
Listen, I am willing to go to whatever lengths are necessary. And that's the thing. I have changed up things a bit, and I know it's been a bit odd. And barring the storm knocking me out in the coming days and weeks here, you know, that's the thing. We need to get back to, you know, bringing out some of these people that are doing some serious work that are not getting attention anywhere
else.
You know, the continued series that I've done with, you know, our friend Mr. Jeffries there has been really interesting. Donald Jeffries wrote the book Survival of the Richest, which you recommended to me. It's a great book.
Right.
And I've really enjoyed talking to him. But he's not a new voice either.
No,
new
Hidden History was one of his.
Must be heard.
Absolutely. Well, what about Jonathan Simon? I see you had him on your show.
Yes, absolutely.
His book is a must for everybody to read. Because you can vote all you want, but if your vote's not counted or your vote is thrown, it doesn't mean diddly squat. And, you know, this week, I don't know if you caught it, Mitch McConnell said that he realized that they have a chance of not just losing the House, but losing the Senate, too.
Well, we can only hope for that sort of a problem for these people that are running everything and still complaining.
All these people are traitors, and traitors and should be followed by the law of the punishment for traitors, and they should all be executed on live TV. That's the way I see it, because they claim
the money.
They claim to be, you know, they claim to be the leaders, you know, and our patriotic leaders enforcing the Constitution. The only thing they're enforcing are their belts and their bank accounts. And I feel sorry for the people that are in the path of these hurricanes, because I know the government's not going to do jack shit for them. Okay, and maybe that's a wake up call that they need to have.
Well, I don't wish for it. I really don't. I hope that this storm, you know, completely does minimal damage and there's a minimal loss of life. And,
know,
it's just another day. I really do hope for that.
I do, too. But, and they're saying you guys will be without power for weeks. They already counted how many billions of dollars in damage. You know, it's like they already know the end before it even starts, which is kind of curious if you think about it.
Yeah, isn't that fascinating?
Right, but it's going to get down to people helping people. And listen, we've had revolution, you know, in this country before. If people can stop being so divided and hating each other over bullshit things that don't matter, we could take this country back. But, you know, it's going to take a lot of work from this point on. I think it's going to take a lot of work.
Well, it's going to take a lot of work, but it's first going to take people opening their eyes and accepting the things that are in front of their faces and that are being done in broad daylight. This must be done first. And then once that happens on a larger scale than it's happened so far, I do believe that it will not take much more than a significant minority to change the direction. We might indeed not just, you know, have to watch the fall of this Roman Empire. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We could actually change it and make it something like what they used to tell me America was supposed to be when I was a kid.
Right.
And I would love to see that, Maria. I don't want to end it on a down note for sure, but you know, if we don't get to work real soon, you know, that window is going to close.
Well, and people also have to realize that everything you do here matters, okay? And I'm trying to think. I think it was the last show I did with Michael Ray Kia, you know, on his spiritual work. And I reminded even my own granddaughter of this week, because she does a lot of good, and sometimes she gets hurt when people don't appreciate it. And I said to her, you have to do good just for the sake of doing good, because you're building your next house while you're here. And that was one of the best sentences to come out of our last show. People think, you know, they got a lock on where they go after here. But where you go after here depends on what you did while you were here. And I reminded my granddaughter of that, you know, because she's one of those people that's just too beautiful for this world. You know, she doesn't understand ugliness, bullying, and all the rest of that. And I says, you're not here to worry about that. You're here to build your next house. You just keep being who you are.
You know what? And that is the type of advice that needs to be given to people who know this already. A lot of people know this already, Maria, but
we forget.
You know what? A reminder is always helpful, right?
Absolutely. Remind yourself. Put that mind back together. Just remind it. So how's that for ending on a positive note?
I think that is absolutely perfect, Mom.
Good, I'm glad. I didn't want to leave you all down and out. Chuck, it's always fun to drop in on your show, even though sometimes I get time wrong and I only come in at the last 5 minutes. But I do have fun when I do that.
Oh, it is an absolute treat. When Maria just calls in and I'm so distracted by what's going on, I don't recognize the number. And I just, well, call her, you're on the air. And all of a sudden I hear that voice. And I know things are about to get good. Even if it is for the last couple of minutes of the show, it doesn't matter. I love it. Anytime, obviously, that you want to drop in, do so, please.
I absolutely will. You take care of yourself, Chuck. We'll talk soon.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Chuck Ocelli. Check out his work at ocelli.com. I have a live link to it right here, ocelli.com. Listen, here's your voice for tomorrow, because I'm not always going to be here. Anyway, thanks for listening to the show. I'm not sure when I'll have the news show. If it'll be later today. Maybe it'll be tomorrow. I just have so much news backed up that you need to know. And I'll let you guys know as soon as it's on site. Thanks again for supporting the show.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.